Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Good morning, Edward. How are you? You okay?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. I just would like to know something about your life. Like, what is your real name?
It's Edward.
And where are you from, Edward?
I'm originally from the south of London, if you know England at all. I'm from an area called Surrey, but I live in London.
Yeah, it seems that no one wears masks there. I still don't understand why.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I mean, I think maybe it's the British way. They don't like to be told what to do.
Yeah, it seems that you really, really like freedom, do you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I personally wear a mask and I follow the rules. I'm quite good at following rules, especially if my life's at threat.
However, Edward, how old are you?
I'm 39. I'm going to be 40 in December.
Where does your artist name come from?
I was making a song and I was using a virtual instrument, the VST of the Korg Wave Station. There's a preset called Sunglasses Kid. It's just an electric piano. If you go back in time, I don't know what I would have called myself, but I probably wouldn't have called myself Sunglasses Kid.
Do you go to any music school or are you a self-taught musician?
I'm self-taught. My mum was a piano teacher and a classically trained pianist, so I grew up around music and I grew up hearing children learning the piano underneath my bedroom when I was young, and my mum taught children's music and I attended, you know, classes when I was a child, not the piano, just like basic music, kind of, you know, banging drums and shakers and things like that.
Your musical genre is synthwave. That has got a lot to do with the 80s, but in what way? And how do you get into it?
I mean, I'm one of the kind of, I suppose say people might consider me a sort of second, maybe third generation synthwave musician, because when I started in making music in 2013, there wasn't really very many people doing it. There were a few artists that I had discovered, like, there was Kavinsky, obviously, who'd done the music for Drive, and then there were the Valerie Collective people like College and Metelvin, and even people like Anorak and FM84, and I discovered Mitch Murder, who I found really inspiring. But I started making sort of 80s inspired music. I hadn't heard of synthwave. It wasn't popular like it is now. I mean, I know it's still not a very popular genre, but compared to, like, if you were to rewind back to 2013, a friend of mine, Highway Superstar, who's another synthwave artist, he created a Facebook producers group for making synthwave, and there was like 50 of us on there, and we would all have conversations and share samples and talk. And now there's like 20,000 people in that group. So it really grew. So I was inventing it. There weren't really many like other synthwave artists who I was directly listening to and trying to emulate or taking inspiration from, other than, like I say, somebody like Mitch Murder was just somebody who I heard and found very inspiring. But I was mainly going back to the 80s music and listening to a lot of kind of 80s funk and R&B, and that was where I was taking a lot of my influences.
Another question is, do you think is there any difference between the way that people make synthwave music in Europe and in the United States?
I think that's a really interesting question, because I was thinking about this because I do have an opinion on it. And I think maybe it depends what age the person is making the music, because I think it depends on what influences you're taking. And if you're a young producer starting out today and you decided you're going to make synthwave, and you're going to go and take inspiration by listening to other synthwave artists, I think that's very different from if you're maybe an older producer who's listening to, or if you're even a younger producer, if you're listening to the actual 80s. So you can take inspiration from other synthwave artists, or you can take inspiration from the original music. Mm-hmm. But I think the difference maybe with American and British versus European artists is that there was a very different sound in Europe in the 80s that this what was popular. So I always, like, for me, the American sort of R&B sound of that more kind of contemporary sound, mm-hmm. was always what appealed to me. But if you listen to what was in the charts in Europe at the time, the music's always sounds a little bit more 70s, a bit more disco-y. Mm-hmm. And when I hear, like, there's something where I can often tell that an artist is either European or American, mm-hmm. particularly like an Italian. There was an Italian, I think every country had its own version of the 80s, right? They yes. all had their own version of it. And the British had a very close, musically, we had a very close relationship with America. A lot of British bands were very big in America at the time.
So what is your opinion about the fact that this genre is so underrated?
I don't know if it's underrated. I mean, I think what's been amazing to witness, like I said, to go back to when I started making it, that it really was nobody had heard of it. What I have seen happen in the last, like, maybe 5 years is how we affected the cultural zeitgeist, how we affected, like, the aesthetic of films, how many posters, like mainstream movies.
It's going back on the trend again, that's what it seems.
Well, yeah, but it's I think the 80s has been going on as people have taken an interest in it for a long time. But Stranger Things was like the title sequence music is very clearly influenced by synthwave artists who came before the composers who mm-hmm. wrote that theme. And like I said, the board game that I saw in the shop, the front cut, the artwork on the board game was the chrome and neon font.
And I would like to ask you, what is the song of yours that you prefer the most?
I probably have quite a soft spot for the song on my first album called Can't Hide, which has a singer called Miranda Carey on it.
Can we play it now?
Go for it.
Okay, thank you.
Time.
And another question now is, because we talked about you, but now I would like to know something about the artist that you like. Like, what is your favorite synthwave artist?
I mean, I think, like I've mentioned before, I mean, he's just brought out a new album, but it's got, I guess it has to be Mitch Murder. I mean, I was just listening today to, he's a very new artist, funnily enough, he's from Australia, called Max Cruz, who's a he's a saxophone player and a guitarist, and his album's really, really good. And we're actually working together on a track that I'm writing at the moment. He's playing saxophone for me, but I really love what he's doing.
Among all of your tracks, there's a quite cool one, which name is Summer Nights. In my opinion, that's one of the best tracks of yours. Would you tell me some more about it?
There is a bit of a story to that, in that the very first vocalist I ever worked with was the singer on that song. He's called Leon Monroe, and he's based in Miami. And I wrote another instrumental before Summer Nights. I'd written an instrumental, and he reached out to me on SoundCloud and said, "Oh, I want to sing on this." And it never occurred to me to work with a singer before. That was so Leon was somebody who taught me a lot, because he was really good at kind of helping me edit and make things sort of shorter and kind of get. I would send him the instrumentals, and so we worked on this song before that called Holding On, and then we came up with this song Summer Nights. I just came up with the name, and he then came up with the lyrics and the melody for the vocal.
Wow, what a story! I would like to play this song now. I mean, Summer Nights. Can we do it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Something about summer nights.
I really thank you for this. And anyway, it was a very great conversation.
No worries. Take care, Claudio.
Take care, you too. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio. Portala sempre con te.